Menachem Mela looks into the eyes of his pretty daughters. They have not a care in the world, innocent of the harsh realities of life outside their sweet cottage. Harsh realities which Menachem has lived through and still lives with. The bullet that didn't kill him during the Great War remains lodged in his neck, and now, 12 years later, it is threatening to finish the deed. Fiery Sibby, tough Sibby, Menachem strokes her hair. On the day she was born, she announced that the world had better watch out. She had arrived and woe betide anyone who got in her way. Her green eyes have a habit of turning a fiery yellow when her temper gets the better of her. And Magda, beautiful, gentle Magda, how did she get to be 5 so fast? He worries her sweet nature will make her vulnerable to being hurt and used by others. Her big blue eyes gaze at him, and he feels her love, her understanding of his precarious health. He sees in her a maturity beyond her years, a compassion she has inherited from her mother and grandmother, and a fierce desire to care for others. Livy stops squirming as Menachem plays with her soft curly hair. Already he has described her to their mother as the wild one, the one he worries will run with the wolves and break like a sapling if cornered. Her piercing blue eyes and petite frame remind him of a fawn, easy to startle and ready to bolt. Tomorrow he will have the surgery to remove the errant bullet from his neck. Why couldn't it have just stayed where it was? He had prayed endlessly for more time with his girls. He needs to guide them into adulthood, attend their weddings, hold his grandchildren. The operation is a risky one, and if he doesn't survive, this may be the last day he spends with them. If that is the case, however awful it is to contemplate on this glorious sunny day, then what he needs to ask of his girls must be said now.
"Well, Father, what do you want to tell us?" Sibby prods.
"Sibby, Magda, do you know what a promise is?" he asks slowly. He needs them to take this seriously. Magda shakes her head.
"No." "I think so," says Sibby. "It's when two people keep a secret, isn't it?"
Menachem smiles. Sibby will always have a go. It's what he loves most about her. "That's close, my darling. But a promise can involve more than two people. I want this promise to be shared between the three of you. Livy is not going to understand, so I need you to keep talking to her about it, until she does."
"I don't understand, Father," Magda interjects. "You're being all confusing."
"It's very simple, Magda," Menachem smiles. There is nothing that gives him as much pleasure as talking to his girls. Something catches in his chest. He must remember this moment, this sunny day, the wide eyes of his three daughters. "I want you to make a promise to me and to each other that you will always take care of your sisters, that you will always be there for one another no matter what, that you will not allow anything to take you away from each other. Do you understand?"
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.